Five children shot at the National Zoo.
Witnesses here say it was a gun battle between gangs. I'm Dan Revive, live in Washington.
A low day for high tech.
There are very few rays of sunshine looking at this market.
Is middle-aged weight gain due to stress?
Nobody has to gain abdominal fat.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. An outing at the National Zoo in Washington turned horrific for a group of school children this afternoon. Near the entrance, shots were fired. Five kids were hit, one of them said to be in very grave condition. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Dan Revive, who's just arrived at the scene.
Witnesses say there was a gun battle between two groups of teenagers. They'd been arguing just off Connecticut Avenue here. Fire Captain Bill Lee says at least five were wounded, including one child, about 12 years old, shot in the head.
Unfortunately, one of the children was already gravely wounded in very serious condition. The other four have been transported. I understand that all of them are going to make it with varying degrees of injuries, varying degrees of gunshot wounds.
Police have closed off the area. Ambulances had to go through heavy traffic. Live in Northwest Washington, Dan Revive, CBS News.
Now this.
Celeste, tell me this isn't the end.
No, Reed, it's not over yet.
Oh, Celeste.
But Lobster Fest is ending soon at Red Lobster.
Lobster Fest?
Yes. There's still time to indulge in all kinds of sweet, succulent lobster dishes.
You mean to tell me you're still going to Lobster Fest?
Oh, I can't believe you're jealous.
You'll be back, Celeste.
No, Reed. My first love will always be for Red Lobster.
Celeste, wait.
You can't stop me, Reed. Lobster Fest is ending soon, and I must escape to Red Lobster.
Mother Nature, I hear you can read books online at mothernature.com.
Cover to cover. Best-selling health books from the people who bring you Prevention Magazine.
Oh.
And you can buy them, too.
Now, let's say you read that lavender can help with sleeplessness.
You order lavender. Shop as you read.
Wow. That's a lot more private than reading a book in the aisle of a health food store.
Are you one of those people?
No, not me.
At mothernature.com, you'll find natural products and healthy advice. So log on.
Your first $10 of mothernature.com brand products is free. Limited time offer. See website for details.
Technology stocks had a bad day, dragged down by Microsoft, which fell nearly $13 a share on reports the Justice Department wants to break up the company. The Nasdaq plunged nearly 300 points, then recovered to close with a 161-point loss at 3482. Market analyst Ricky Harrington of Wachovia IJL looks for even more volatility.
We still have the same problems that have impacted the market over the last couple of months. We have high valuations. We have risk of higher interest rates and a pickup in inflation and lack of leadership.
The blue chips, by contrast, had a good day. The Dow closed 62 points higher at 10,844. The recriminations continued in Washington today. House Judiciary Chairman Henry Hyde announced a preliminary inquiry saying his committee wants to know whether the use of force was appropriate or necessary to remove Elian Gonzalez from the home of his Miami relatives. White House spokesman Joe Lockhart says none of this had to happen if the relatives had respected the law.
When it came down to the very simple issue of would the Miami relatives respect the decision that the father had custody of boy, the answer was always no.
Marislasis Gonzalez and other family members are staying in Washington hoping Juan Miguel Gonzalez will let them see the boy.
We're in his territory now, and he shouldn't be frightened to meet with us.
In Miami, CBS News reporter Peter King says the Cubans have organized a protest tomorrow.
Organizers call it Miami, the dead city. A day-long strike, which means Esteban Garcia will shut down his popular restaurant.
Yeah, I'm going to lose money, but I feel that our friends that come to our restaurant will support us on behalf of Elian.
Cuban activist Ramon Saul Sanchez says it'll be a strong protest against the raid which took the boy away.
And also to express our concern regarding the government wanting to send Elian back to Cuba.
There is some support from non-Hispanic businesses as well, while local governments say their services will be up and running no matter how many people don't show up for work. Peter King, CBS News, Miami.
With just minutes left in the countdown, NASA was forced to call off this afternoon's launch of Space Shuttle Atlantis. Crosswinds were the problem. The weather looks even worse for tomorrow, so the next launch attempt might not come till Wednesday. Atlantis and seven astronauts are to deliver more than a ton of equipment and supplies to the International Space Station. The radar system is back in operation at Logan Airport in Boston. It was supposed to withstand a hurricane, but was knocked out Saturday by wind gusts of 45 miles an hour, causing flight delays for thousands of travelers. The same system is used at more than 100 other U.S. airports. The FAA has ordered inspections. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
You're a politician close to election time, but first your campaign materials need to be copied, collated, and distributed. Relax. Icon Office Solutions will make it happen and meet your needs with technology from Canon and Ricoh. Then you'll get parades and a motorcade. To find out how Icon and partners like Canon and Ricoh can help your business communicate, contact 1-888-ASK-ICON or www.ikon.com. Icon, the way business gets communicated.
Today's business world runs fast and furious. Fast, because everything needs to be done in an instant. Furious, when it isn't. Introducing the Ricoh Officio 850. Walk up or fully networked, and at 85 pages per minute, Ricoh's highly productive digital imaging system keeps up with it all. Call 1-800-63-RICOH. We're in your corner.
The LAPD corruption scandal takes a new turn with the prosecution of two sergeants and a patrol officer. CBS News correspondent David Dow is live with that story.
The criminal charges filed against the three officers are the first stemming from a police scandal that's seen 30 officers relieved of duty and 67 tainted convictions overturned. Among those, the weapons conviction of Alan Lobos, District Attorney Gil Garcetti.
The complaint alleges that Mr. Lobos was framed by corrupt LAPD officers. There can be no excuse for intentional crimes committed by police officers.
An attorney for one of the officers says he expects his client to plead not guilty. Garcetti says additional officers will likely face prosecution. Live in Los Angeles, I'm David Dow, CBS News.
Like gray hair, a pear-shaped physique is a classic sign of middle age, but it might also be a sign of stress. In a new book, Pamela Peake of the University of Maryland Medical School says constant stress can trigger an uncontrollable appetite that leads to weight gain around the middle. And that increases the risk of heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and some types of cancer. George Blackburn of Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston says that risk can be reduced.
Nobody has to gain abdominal fat. They can stop it by the proper portions of healthy eating and physical activity.
Blackburn says middle-aged people have to adjust to the fact that they no longer have the metabolism they did in their youth and have to use discipline over their diet and exercise. Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
Nortel Networks presents A Minute on the Internet.
I'm Alan Weber, founding editor of Fast Company magazine. It takes more than a website to launch your e-business successfully. The Internet has changed the rules. Speed and quality of service count most. How can your company gain a competitive edge? First, refine, revise, and reinvent your company. Rethink your business models. It's time to make radical changes. Build market share in tandem with your brick-and-mortar counterparts. It's a buyer's market now. Customers are demanding and getting better value on products and services. Your priority is to get them what they want, when they want it, whether it's online or in person or both.
A Minute on the Internet is made possible by Nortel Networks. We're building the new high-performance Internet with the quality and reliability you demand to make your business more profitable. Visit NortelNetworks.com.
Saying it borders on being frivolous, a federal judge in Los Angeles has dismissed O.J. Simpson's attempt to obtain his late wife's telephone records. Simpson claims those records will show Nicole Brown Simpson called her mother at 11 p.m. on the night she and Ron Goldman were murdered. By that time, evidence indicates Simpson was already on his way to the airport for a flight to Chicago. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.